Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Janet Entine.
Good morning, John.
Wasn't that a wonderful segment?
It was. It was extraordinary.
I mean, the two of them, anyway, they're great presenters, but all that they offer at Family and Children's Association, it's amazing. And I've heard of it before,
right.
But that's the benefit of this show.
I agree.
When you bring people on.
I learned a great deal that I did not know.
And so, again, I tell everybody out there, you call 311. Now, our next guest is Janet Sussin.
Correct.
But Janet's with NAMI, and NAMI I do know about.
You do? Okay.
I'm with the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
So we've been supporters of NAMI.
Yes, indeed. And, you have been.
And I'm also with Rotary in Great Neck, and we used to walk with NAMI.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. You know Neil Slater?
Absolutely.
Neil Slater's a good friend of mine, and he got everybody involved with NAMI. And
yes.
Oh, he tries to. I mean, everybody tries to do their best. So now, Janet, you're going to tell us first about NAMI, because, I mean, I'm just saying NAMI. I'm sure some of the listeners don't even know what it represents.
Okay. So NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And, you know, generally our mission statement is support, education, and advocacy for people with mental illness and their families. So that's our just broadly what we do.
Okay. What would be some of the programs then that you would offer? Actually, go for the family first.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I look at these situations, and I don't mean this, maybe it is wrong. You know, you have the person with mental illness, and you're working with him or her.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is a whole family around that
Agreed.
Gets beat up. And also, where did my son go? Where did my
right.
daughter go? And
yeah.
what's going on? And yeah. I can't right. take it anymore. And I can't. I'm
no,
doing
I
my
agree.
Best.
This is true. This is true. I mean, let me just say that I'm the parent of a wonderful son
okay.
who developed schizophrenia when he was actually 15 and a half. And I remember walking through the doors at NAMI. It was a large meeting.
Okay.
And I remember someone just reached out their hand to me and they said, "You're so lucky to have found NAMI." At which point I burst into tears because I couldn't imagine how anything connected with what we were going through was lucky. And
right,
she said,
right.
No, really, it's true. She said, "My son has been struggling with mental illness now for 20 years. But guess what? He's just got on the right medications and the right treatment, and we're moving to Florida. He's going to go back to college, and you're never going to see me again." Because,
right.
and it's true.
Inspiring.
I never did. But that hope that NAMI provided for me at that moment, and our son is now 46, I have to say.
Okay.
Really just carried me through all those years. And so if, you know, we say that, you know, we offer hope, and, you know, that you know, sounds, you know, like kind of a touchy-feely world,
right.
word. But in fact, that's, I think, what families need more than anything. They're, as you point out, you know, they're desperate. They don't know where to turn. They feel isolated.
Right.
They feel alone. And NAMI gives that to them. You know, they walk through the door and they find lots of other people that are going through not exactly the same thing, because all our stories are different, but they find other people that really understand on a very human level what they're going through.
Wow. You know that Jerry Maguire movie? Oh, that was the name of it, wasn't it? Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
You
yes.
got me at hello. That's what you got me at hello with.
Okay.
That one.
Like,
that is NAMI in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really
is.
Somebody listening to this is like, what they did for you was just that hello. And
yeah.
Tells people need to
yeah.
say hello, and you know, there's help. There's hope is not a bad word. It's
no,
just tremendous.
No.
Because you're dealing with a situation.
Yeah.
It's
exactly. And I think, you know, some people believe when they have a loved one diagnosed with a serious mental illness that they'll go to a doctor and they'll take medication and they'll be okay. And that is frequently not the case.
Right, right.
Often really it is a long-term journey
right.
trying to find the right medication or medications, trying to find a doctor, of actually just trying to find a psychiatrist, is a huge challenge.
Really?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
One that works with you?
To find a psychiatrist is very difficult. There are only actually in the entire United States just approximately 7,000 child psychiatrists. Can you imagine?
Wow.
So, and the number for adults is also very limited. Mm-hmm. And so the result of that is that often most people don't take health insurance. So you end up having to pay out of pocket. So it's very, you know, the whole journey is very challenging. And the beauty of NAMI is that you're with other people that have been there, done that. And so, you know, I just can't imagine what my life would have been like without NAMI, and I think many people feel that way as well.
How did you find out about NAMI?
I found out about NAMI 7 years earlier than the average, apparently, according to statistics. I found out right away because, quite honestly, I went to the library and we diagnosed our son with schizophrenia and found a book called Surviving Schizophrenia, the Family Manual, and NAMI was at the back of the book. But now I would like to believe that with, you know, websites and the internet,
I hope
it still takes people a long time to find us, though. And that's why I'm so glad that you're giving me the opportunity to speak today, because it does take people a long time, not just to find us, but actually to accept the idea that they have a loved one mm-hmm. who has a mental illness and they want to, you know, get help.
And it's true. And this goes back to Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is always fighting for it. I mean, and as you get age, as he gets older, it's tougher. So
yes,
he doesn't have the same level of energy.
This is true.
And it's like, John, there has to be stuff. And he even gets upset when there's no housing for them. And he says, John, it's really not fair. You know, you have all these other organizations getting stuff from the government all the way on trickling on
so
down.
True.
But he says, the impact is tremendous on the family. We talked Alzheimer's before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
There's no difference between if your mom has Alzheimer's or your son has a mental illness. I mean, there's a difference, but you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
You still have the same stuff to go through.
Absolutely.
But the support system is not as big for the mental illness family as it is for an Alzheimer's.
For sure. And one of the wonderful things that we offer is a class called Family to Family.
Okay.
It's a 12-session class, 2.5 hours each class, and it's a free class run by family members, and there are basically three components to it. One is educating people about mental illness and giving them a lot of really good current information. But another thing is coping strategies, because it is a very, very difficult thing for families. But I think probably most important, and what people come away with from that class, is empathy for the individual who's living with mental illness, because it can be very, very frustrating. More than frustrating, it can be very, very wrenching to live with somebody who has a mental illness. And quite honestly, I know quite a few people who have a loved one with schizophrenia that do not accept that they have that disorder.
I was going to say, you know, that stigma that's attached to mental illness is so huge, and it has eroded a great deal over the past number of years, but there is still a little bit of it.
A lot of it. But it isn't only the stigma, actually. Apparently, there are a significant portion of people who have schizophrenia that part of the disorder is not to recognize that they have a mental illness.
Right.
And
right.
It's called anosognosia.
Right.
And I think those are the people that struggle the most, mm-hmm. because they're caretakers for their loved ones, but they won't accept treatment, so they're in and out of hospitals. If they're lucky enough to be able to get somebody into a hospital, they frequently become substance abusers as well.
Okay.
So it is very, very helpful to be in these family-to-family classes and really bond mm-hmm. with other people so that you can pick up the phone and talk to somebody that really understands what you're going
what
through.
What actually is schizophrenia? You're mad and then you're friendly.
Well, you know, that's so funny.
That's why I'm saying we're talking about
I'm
it.
I'm so glad you're asking me that because 2 nights ago I was speaking to a SEPTA PTA, at Special Education
okay.
PTA, and they were a wonderful group and they knew a lot about all kinds of disorders, but they actually thought what you think, that
that's
schizophrenia
why, yeah.
is, you know, the good and the bad, the evil and the, you know, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Right, right,
Hyde.
Exactly.
And actually, schizophrenia is a split with reality. That's the meaning of that term. And so delusions and hallucinations are typical with schizophrenia.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, you might have auditory hallucinations are the most typical thing where you hear voices,
okay.
and those voices can be friendly, but often they can be quite disparaging, you know, and sometimes you're hearing multiple voices, visual hallucinations, that kind of thing. So can you imagine what it's like to suddenly start to hear voices in your ear that, you know, is saying sometimes pleasant things, but often not? I mean, it just must be a harrowing experience.
Okay. Okay.
And then to explain it to people. But there are also delusions. I remember when our son became ill, he was sitting with his hands in his head, and he said that he was so upset. There was an earthquake, and he felt that he had caused it. Now, can you imagine?
Mm.
You know, so this is what schizophrenia is about. But the good news is, and I really have to emphasize it, that there are a lot of medications out there for the treatment of schizophrenia. And I know our son was put on a medication called clozapine when he was 19. Now remember, he's now 46.
Yeah.
And since then, he's never been in the hospital and
doesn't
struggle with any of those things.
Wow.
And yeah. I mean, you know, and there are people who, you know, after 20 years just get better on their own. So it's not, you know, it's not the worst disorder to have either by any means.
Right.
And, you know, I'm very, very grateful for all the...
But it's harrowing because you're dealing with something that you don't know a great deal about.
Actually, one of my passions is educating kids in school.
Okay,
about
we're
going
to go to that, but we have to take a break.
Okay.
Okay, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Janet.